This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Time now for part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, and by Smokey Jennings Chevrolet of Palmyra.
Next time you're looking for a good deal on farm equipment, make sure you get a good deal on the financing, too. You can, by asking for Ag Direct at your ag equipment dealer. Along with attractive financing rates, Ag Direct offers ag-friendly financing terms, including financing from 2 to 7 years and delayed payments for up to 12 months. Ag Direct also features an easy application. It takes just minutes, and you can get a credit decision back in minutes, too. That means you can make the deal on the spot without having to call back or make a return visit. See for yourself. When you want to buy, lease, or refinance farm equipment, be sure to ask your dealer for Ag Direct financing. Subject to approval, restrictions may apply. So get a good deal on your equipment financing with Ag Direct, available only at your ag equipment dealer. Check our competitive interest rates at agdirect.com. Ask your dealer for simple, fast, and flexible financing. Ask for Ag Direct.
It's Chevy Truck Month, and when it comes to Chevy trucks, Smokey Jennings Chevrolet is the dealer for you, selling Chevy trucks since 1946 and doing it the right way with one of the top sales customer satisfaction scores in the St. Louis zone. Get a great deal and be treated right. And during Chevy Truck Month, combine GM rebates with Smokey Jennings' aggressive trade assistance for some of the best deals of the year. They need pre-owned inventory, and during Truck Month, they'll give you top dollar whether you trade or just want them to buy your vehicle. Bring your vehicle by the dealership for a free appraisal. Chevy Truck Month, going on now at Smokey Jennings Chevrolet in Palmyra. Chevy runs deep.
Taylor Tire and Auto in Litchfield is your headquarters for Firestone Farm Tires and Service. Taylor Tire, your authorized Firestone Tire dealer, is the place to call for all your Firestone Farm Tire needs. And when you need in-the-field service, the folks at Taylor Tire and Auto are trained, experienced, and they have the right equipment to do the job and on time. So when you need Firestone Farm Tires or in-the-field service, call the folks at Taylor Tire and Auto at the west end of Tyler Avenue, Litchfield. First of all, in the farm news on this Wednesday morning, the DTN general opening call later this morning. Expect corn to open 1 to 3 higher, beans 5 to 7 higher, and wheat about a nickel higher. The overnight crude oil market a dollar lower at 106.33. Brent crude a dollar 11 lower at 124.43. The April gold contract, $9.40 lower at $1,675.50, while the U.S. dollar index, 0.010 lower at 79.037. On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, May wheat closed at 639¾, down 19¾. July wheat closed at 652¾, down 17½. September wheat closed at 669½, down 15½. May corn closed at 630¾, down 7. July corn closed at 630¾, down 5¼. September corn closed at 574½, down 2. May soybeans yesterday closed at 1369¾, down 9¾. July beans closed at 1376¼, down 8. August beans closed at 1367½, down 5½. May soybean meal yesterday closed at 376, down 19. July meal closed at 376.80, down 16. August meal closed at 373, down 13. May soybean oil on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 55.10, down 33. July oil closed at 55.52, down 31. August oil closed at 55.70, down 29. Right now, we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture offices in Springfield for the Cash Grain Report.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture's Grain Market News Report. The Illinois country grain prices were lower on Tuesday afternoon, with wheat futures sharply lower. Improvements in the condition of the U.S. wheat crop and technical selling at the Board of Trade pushed wheat futures lower. And in central Illinois tonight, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 7 to 8 cents lower at 620 to 636, while soybeans dropped 11 to 13 cents at 1345 to 1357. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were down 6 to 9 cents at 624 to 647. Soybean bids fell 8 to 10 cents at 1354 to 1370. And the wheat bids 15 to 19 cents lower at 625 to 644. In the St. Louis area, Country Elevators and Mills report those corn bids down 7 to 8 cents, ranging from 626 to 631. Soybeans were mostly 9 to 12 cents lower at 1354 to 1357. And the soft red winter wheat dropped 15 to 20 at 629 to 633. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 8 to 10 cents lower at 631 to 638. Soybeans dropped 11 to 13 cents at 1369 to 1375. And the new crop wheat bids for July 12 delivery down 14 to 17 cents at 636 to 645. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators dropped their producer corn bids 7 to 9 cents at 650 to 653. These same elevators lowered their soybean prices by 11 to 14 cents with quotations at 1389 to 1390. Soft red winter wheat ended 19 cents lower for the day at 658 to 659, and the Milo down 7 at 610 to 611. That is our country grain report for Tuesday. This is Jerry Milberg returning you to WSMI.
On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday, April hogs closed at 84.80, down 7. May hogs closed at 94.47, up 57. June hogs closed at 93.72, up 82. April cattle on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday closed at 125.60, up 105. June cattle closed at 121.97, up 87. August cattle closed at 124.32, up $1.20. March feeder cattle on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday closed at 153.82, up 17. April feeders closed at 154.02, up 147. May feeders closed at 155.07, up 135. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture offices in Springfield for the Cash Livestock Report.
The closing livestock reports for Tuesday, March 27th. For the Eastern Corn Belt, daily leader togs, barrels, and gilts closed 34 cents lower. Carcass-based price range, 71 to 86, and a weighted average of 77. Hogs purchased in Illinois today, 12,000. Illinois direct brown gilt trade steady, 56 to 58, a few up to 60, with Illinois direct slaughter sows mostly steady to dollar lower. U.S. 1s to 3s under 400 pounds and 400 to 450 pounds, 49 to 53. 450 to 550 pounds, 51 to 55. Over 550 pounds, 53 to 56, a few up to 58. Today's estimated receipts, 1,000, and Monday's actuals, 600. Pork carcass cut out, 80.40, and that is up 58 cents. The estimated daily livestock slaughter under federal inspection, hogs for today, 412,000. Last week, 415,000. A year ago, 420,000. Week to date, 822,000. Cattle today, 125,000. Last week, 127,000. A year ago, 124,000. Week to date, 250,000. Box beef cutout values were lower on light to moderate demand and moderate to heavy offerings. Total movement today, 147 fab loads with 50 trim. Choice, 185.44. That is down $1.31. Select at 185.38, and that is down $1.18. Opening report for the United Producers Auction over at Shelbyville. Estimated receipts this morning, 408. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers were trading a dollar higher, with Holstein steers lightly tested. Slaughter steers, choice 2s to 3s, 125 to 131.75. Heifers, choice 2s to 3s, from 125 to 130. At the Arthur Hay Auction on Monday, 1,799 bales sold. Compared to last week, small squares of hay and alfalfa mixed hay sold $1 to $2 lower, with grass hay steady to 50 cents lower and wheat straw a dollar higher. Large rounds mostly 8 to 15 lower and large squares mostly steady. Alfalfa premium quality small squares at 675 to 750 with large squares at 90. Good quality small squares at 4.25 to 4.5 with large squares at 72.5 to 82.5. Alfalfa orchard grass mix premium quality small squares from 7 to 1050 with good quality at 550 to 650. Mixed grass good quality small squares at $3.50 to $5 with large squares from 60 to 65. Wheat straw, good quality small square, sold from $2.75 to $3.50. At the United Producers Hay Auction this morning, 193 bales sold. Compared to last week, alfalfa and alfalfa mixed hay sold $1 to $1.25 higher, with grass hay mostly steady. All prices for small squares on a per bale basis. Alfalfa, good quality at 7.25 to 7.5, with alfalfa orchard grass mix, good quality 7 to 7.50. Alfalfa mixed grass, good quality, sold at $6.75, and mixed grass, good quality, at $4.25 to $4.50. Thank you. This is Kim Harmon with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture Livestock Grain Market News Service. Return you back to WSMI.
On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday, March Class 3 milk closed at $15.64 unchanged. April, $15.40 down 21. May, $15.10 down 24. Butter on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday for March closed at $143.30. That was up a quarter. For April, $145.50 unchanged. For May, $148.25 up a quarter. Non-fat dry milk on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday for March closed at $134 unchanged. For April, $127.75 unchanged. For May, $128 up one. Spot prices for block cheese on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday, $149, that was down a quarter. For barrel cheese, $146 unchanged. For butter, $152.25 unchanged. For non-fat dry milk, $128.75. The spot price for February Class 3 milk, $16.06. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for March, $6.33. For April, $6.34. Corn delivered to Scottville for March, $6.25. For April, $6.28. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for March, $13.52. For April, $13.55. And wheat delivered to Scottville for March, $6.18. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. The pre-opening price is once again corn at Greenfield, $6.33, corn at Scottville, $6.25, beans at Scottville or Greenfield, $13.52, wheat at Scottville, $6.18. Once again, the DTN general opening call for today, expect corn to open 1 to 3 higher. Beans about a nickel higher, wheat also about a nickel higher. Color radar shows no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area on this Wednesday morning. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
Your family's safety is important to you. By choosing Comfort Pro Propane from M&M Service for your home heat, you can be sure that you're getting a safe and economical fuel. Furthermore, the Comfort Pro staff at M&M Service are properly trained to make sure that your propane system is in proper working order. So don't take unnecessary risks. Contact M&M Service today. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Sunny skies across mid-Illinois for today. High temperatures in the upper 70s. Northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, clear and cooler. The low in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, Thursday, partly cloudy. The high in the low 70s. Your extended forecast for Friday through Sunday. Partly cloudy with a chance of showers Friday into Saturday. Low temperatures in the low 50s. High temperatures in the low 70s. Right now at the Weather Center, light west winds. The barometric pressure is rising. Our temperature, 66 degrees under partly cloudy skies. Time now for part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you this morning by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, and by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro. First of all, in our farm news today, farmland prices in Illinois jumped by an average of 20% last year, according to a report from the Illinois Society of Professional Farm Managers and Rural Appraisers. Farmland with excellent productivity was estimated at $8,690 an acre at the beginning of 2011, but rose to $10,460 per acre by year's end. Good productivity land rose from $7,490 to $8,980 an acre. Average productivity land rose from $6,080 to $7,330 an acre. The House Agriculture Committee held a hearing Friday in Galesburg on the Farm Bill. With more, we'll join Chuck Spencer of Growmark.
Well, we had the fortune of in Galesburg, Illinois on Friday. We were the host of a House Agriculture Committee field hearing, and there's only going to be four in the House of Representatives under this cycle, and it was in the Galesburg area, which is the 17th Congressional District of Bobby Schilling. He's on the Agriculture Committee. The chairman was here, as well as Representative Holtgren from Illinois on the Agriculture Committee, and we had some out-of-state guests as well. I think you heard two farmer panels very clearly convey their interest in seeing a safety net passed this year. The Farm Bill needs to be passed this year. It expires December 31st, 2012. They're motivated to get an agreement here soon, certainly before June 1st, so we could take action on it here this year and have something in place, ready to go, and provide certainty and predictability for producers here for the next 5 years.
So they heard loud and clear from producers. Several from mid-Illinois participated and testified in the hearings, didn't they?
Oh, yes, they did. The producers have been involved with agriculture, commodity associations, agriculture associations, cooperatives, and they were conveying what their perspective was, which, of course, is the intent of the field hearing. What is it that farmers want to see in the Farm Bill? Safety net proposals, how to deal with poor prices, poor production, and how they can take on and share in that risk management. You know, producers understand that they have a role in risk management, but they also face Mother Nature and working with her. So it takes a little bit bigger effort among everyone. Conservation was another critical component that was discussed that day. How do we retain the type of interest and involvement in conservation programs today as where we will for the next 5 years? And I think producers have a very high ethic of doing so. Some tweaks to some of the conservation programs were recommended, and I think the Ag Committee was certainly intrigued by those opportunities.
Coming up soon, the Illinois Pork Producers and the Illinois Purebred Swine Council have set deadlines for their scholarships for pork industry young people. We talked to Tim Mayers of the Illinois Pork Producers Association, and he explains.
Yes, deadline is quickly approaching April 1st here. The applications seem to be postmarked by April 1st, so we do have, there's two separate scholarship programs, the IPPA scholarship, where we've got a little over $13,000 available for that, and then the Ryan and Friends scholarship, which is sponsored by the Illinois Purebred Swine Council, also has scholarships available, a little over $2,000 of scholarships available for that, and they are also due April 1st. So two different programs, really, for pork youth to take advantage of. All the applications, both applications are available on our website at ilpork.com. They can download them there, get them filled out. The Illinois Pork Producer Scholarship does have an essay that students must talk about how they plan to contribute to the future of the pork industry. And so that can be filled out, completed, and sent into our office, like I said, by April 1st. And they can at least be in the running for some scholarship money.
Now, these scholarships you're offering, are they good for any school in Illinois or any school in the country?
Yes, the IPPA scholarship is good for any student pursuing an undergraduate degree at any two-year or four-year college. So they can be in Illinois or any outside the state, anywhere they can be to be eligible for that. So they just need to be an undergraduate or be enrolling in the fall of 2012 to be eligible. The Illinois Purebred Swine Council, that's a little different. They have to be attending a university college or community college. They also must have been a 4-H or FFA member. So basically both scholarship programs, they can be within Illinois or outside of Illinois and to be eligible.
Are these just for incoming freshmen this fall?
No, they have to be obviously at least the incoming freshmen, but also sophomores, juniors, and seniors are also eligible. So they can also apply to 2-year or 4-year. So all the details are on our website at ilpork.com. Want to make a special note that the funds for the IPPA scholarship program do come from the Kepi Foundation. So we're very appreciative of the continued support from the Kepi Foundation to help make these dollars available for scholarships, and we know that the rising costs of college, that hopefully these will help pork producer families be able to help at least a little bit with the rising cost of college.
And that's Tim Mayers of the Illinois Pork Producers Association. Higher quotas means a brighter outlook for United States meat exports to Europe. And with more, we'll join Joe Sheely of the United States Meat Export Federation.
Dan Hallstrom, USMEF Senior Vice President for Marketing and Communications, just returned from planning meetings with USMEF staff based in Europe and Russia. Hallstrom says that despite economic concerns in the European Union and other challenges in the region, U.S. meat exports are poised to build on the record-high results achieved there in 2011.
As it relates to Europe and Russia, we're looking to maintain the momentum that we had in 2011. In particular, when you look at beef going into the EU, we have some good news there in that the current quota of 20,000 metric tons per year is scheduled to expand to 48,000 tons as of July of 2012. So this is going to give us an ability to come in at a lowered tariff, much more competitive with a higher volume. And a lot of our discussion took place on how we can generate, you know, more end-user interest for U.S. beef. We have several plans in place to do that, especially at the HRI level. Food service is our bread and butter, and that's where we have the most exposure. But we are slowly starting to get into some significant presence in the retail and in a couple of the regions. Our goal is to try to broaden that scope throughout several of the EU countries. So that's exciting.
Hallstrom says U.S. beef and pork exports to Russia are also well positioned for a strong year.
Russia, both beef and pork, we're seeing a lot of good things happen there. A lot of it's centered around retail in the case of beef, and a lot of it around further processing and HRI and retail on pork. So a lot of good momentum in Russia, and we expect that to continue. On the beef side specifically, we're really seeing some fantastic numbers, not only in 2011, but in the January data that came out, we were off to a blazing start on our beef exports to Russia for 2012. So those are some pretty good trend lines.
For more on this and other trade issues, please visit usmef.org.
Rita Frazier of the Illinois Farm Bureau talked with Nick Anderson of the Illinois Livestock Development Group. They held a legislative event last week, and she reports.
I'm Rita Frazier reporting Ag News here on WSMI. Nick Anderson is with the Illinois Livestock Development Group. Nick was with the Illinois Beef Association and Illinois Pork Producers for their legislative event Wednesday in Springfield.
Not a lot of pressing things. Some of those were addressed earlier on in some sessions, but still it's great to make contact and let agriculture and animal agriculture's voice be heard with legislators.
And we talked a lot going into yesterday about the power in numbers. You've seen it. You know how effective it is. And I know that the crowd does matter.
Well, and I think that's with a lot of things we do in agriculture. We're focused on production and on the farm and taking care of business. This is part of that business process, and we need more voices. Everybody has that representation there, and we had a good crowd, but sometimes the choir comes to those meetings, and there's a lot of people that are home doing their business. But just a simple phone call to legislators throughout the year or during those times when certain issues pop up, all those voices need to be heard. I think one of the key points yesterday is if we're unaware of something happening out there on the farm and it's not said and it's not addressed through your association or your industry that you're working with, it's unheard. And it can't be addressed unless people are active and bring it to the forefront so it can be addressed, where it might affect five other people down the road that you're unaware of. So really that coming together, sharing ideas, sharing experiences, and then taking that on to the legislature and Department of Agriculture and EPA spoke yesterday. Those are very important things so our voices are heard and our concerns are addressed as we move forward in the industry.
And there were a couple of different things that we were keeping our ear out for, and that had to do with the dog tethering. I don't think that came up, did it? And then the other thing was tail docking. Did that come up?
No. And the one issue that really we talked about is the NPDES permit fee process. And the industry, through each commodity organization, sat down with EPA and worked out some understanding of what those permits might be, some fees associated with it. The big thing came out of that is a clear-cut definition of discharge and what the permit process is and the rules that you follow. So there was some real good things that came out of that process early on when they had originally talked about some higher fees, and any fees coming back to production agriculture is a cost of production. And I think the negotiation came down where it's scheduled smaller producers would have a smaller fee and farms have larger fees, and really getting some clear-cut definitions of NPDES permitting process and the rules that go behind it, and the definition, like waters of the state, was one of the topics that needed some clarification.
Nick Anderson with the Illinois Livestock Development Group here on WSMI. I'm Rita Frazier.
Thank you, Rita. And before we close on this Wednesday morning, a big thank you to the folks at Hamel Co-op Grain. I had the privilege of being the speaker at their annual meeting last night. So big thank yous once again to the folks at Hamel Co-op Grain, manager Dave Geiger, assistant manager Amy Rozier, their board of directors, and a big thank you to the Madison County pork producers for fixing a fine supper for us last night at the annual meeting of the Hamel Co-op Grain Company. Once again, the DTN general opening call for later today. Expect corn to open 1 to 3 higher. Beans and wheat about a nickel higher. The overnight crude oil market $1 lower at $106.33. Brent crude $1.11 lower at $124.43. The April gold contract $9.40 lower at $1,675.50. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro and by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value.